is EM Sports Talk with your host, Eric Melton.
Back when everything seemed just a little bit stronger. Back when the weekend lasted a little longer. I can't tell you how they did, but things seemed to never end.
Monday, October 5th, 2020, live, ladies and gentlemen, EM Sports Talk back with another episode today. In this episode, we're going over week four, NFL's in the books, the Bengals won their first game, and I couldn't stress this enough, we actually look like we got some hope in that organization after yesterday. We're going to talk about that, and also the rest of week four, college football that happened Saturday, we're going to go over that, and also we're going to talk about the MLB postseason, the NLDS, and all that, my predictions, who's going to win the World Series this year. Big, big news as well, for whoever don't follow us on social media, we're going to go over our new show that's coming out very soon. We're going to go over that. So, good episode. I think it's going to be a fun one. EM Sports Talk, roll the music. EM Sports Talk, welcome back to another episode, man. Monday, beginning of the week. Hope everyone's doing great. Hope everyone has a great Monday to start off their week. But a crazy Sunday and Saturday in football. And really, and the Heat, the Miami Heat. Jimmy Butler looked like the greatest player of all time last night. 40-point triple-double to keep the Heat alive. A lot to talk about this episode, but first, we got to get into the breaking news. Roll it. All right, breaking news. We got a new show coming, new podcast. I've been teasing you guys with it, but if you love my show, you know, I'm the guy at EM Sports, I own it, I started. But if you love my show, EM Sports Talk, I know you're going to love our football show coming up. Overtime Blitz coming out November 13th, I believe. It's going to be a great podcast. Basically, everything about football, literally. Nothing else. Talk about the biggest stories, scores, analysis, everything. Predictions. And it's coming out in November because I feel like November is going to be the heat of college football, playoff races in the NFL. So I feel like that's a perfect time to release this. Right now, we got a couple upsets, but no big games yet, but it's coming. Overtime Blix, hosted by my boy, Kavon. If you guys don't know him, go give him a follow over on Instagram. Overtime Blix is here. Great. I cannot wait because I'm going to be on the show a couple times. It's not going to be my show, but I'm going to be on there talking. I may fill in if I need to, but it's going to be a great show. Our show is great, but that's going to be a good show as well. If you specifically want to hear about football, go over when Overtime Blitz drop is going to be big. Overtime Blitz is going to be a great show. I'm going to tell everybody. That's our second podcast here at EM Sports. Second one. More to come. Plenty more to come, but that's going to be a good one. Overtime Blix, just specifically about football. I can't wait. No, everyone can wait. But, I mean, because you're going to have a lot of me ranting on there. More than what you're doing here. But, yeah, November 13th, Overtime Blix coming out. Hosted by Kavon. Great show. Everybody going to love it. I'm going to love it. Can't wait. That's out the way. Now we can get into week four. I wanted to start with the NFL first before we get into college, because this is big news. The Bengals won their first game last night. Yesterday, I was watching that game against the Jacksonville Jaguars, and it was a point where I'm like, holy shit, we suck. We could not move the ball, but then when Mixon got going, okay, Joe Burrow looked great every game so far this season. We know that. But Joe Mixon probably just turned it on in this game against the Jaguars. I mean, he looked great in that second half. And it was to a point when I'm like, the Bengals offensive line is actually blocking. Okay? Mixon, 26 carries, 151, 3 touchdowns, had a receiving touchdown right before halftime. I mean, he balled out. Tyler Boyd, 7 receptions, 90 yards. He balled out. Joe Burrow, 25 for 36, 300 yards, 1 touchdown, 1 pick. And sucky-ass Drew Sample made that catch. He let Miles Jack rip it right out of him. Burrow would never had a pick. He would have had 2 touchdowns. The game would have been over at that point. But I feel like this is the first time going into being a Bengals fan, I'm like, we finally got our guy that we can believe in for the future, who's going to be at our quarterback hopefully until he's in his 40s or late 30s, getting us wins and potentially getting us a Super Bowl win. Because when Dalton was our quarterback, don't get me wrong, Dalton was in his prime, was a great quarterback. I wouldn't say great, but he was a solid quarterback. He got us to the playoffs. He could never win a game, but he got us there. He made plays as a quarterback as the Cincinnati Bengals. But I never went into a game like, finally, I mean, like, whoa, we have a chance, even with a bad team going against a good team, with Dalton at quarterback. Never had that feeling. But this guy, Joe Burrow's the truth. And I finally, like, we have a real legitimate chance against anyone if Joe Burrow at quarterback. People might call me crazy. Hear me out. Baltimore next week. The way Baltimore looked against Washington, yeah, Lamar didn't look that great throwing the ball. I think we have a chance to beat him because we got Joe Burrow at quarterback. The defense held Jaguars to 89 rushing yards, and we had a terrible time. In the first half, James Robinson and them, they was running all over us, but we had a terrible – we couldn't stop the run to save our life the first couple games. But we finally held our nuts and stopped the run. This is going to be a really good game next week against Baltimore. I don't think Baltimore's going to blow us out. And coming out of this Jacksonville game, yeah, the pass defense looked a little weaker this week, but it was crunch time, and the Jaguars was coming from behind down 14, and the Bengals was like the game was over at that point. That's kind of worrisome, but you don't want to, you know, but I feel like the Bengals can beat Baltimore next week. People are going to call me crazy. I'm not saying we are, but it's a chance that Joe Burrow is good enough to beat Baltimore next week. I think he can. Many people probably like, oh, you're crazy. You're being biased. You're a Bengals fan. Me personally, I criticize the Bengals enough. But I feel like with Burrow at quarterback, we can win. We can beat anyone. Pittsburgh, Baltimore, give us Kansas City. We can beat them. Joe Burrow's the truth. Joe Mixon's the truth. Our defense is getting there. When we get Atkins back, who's going to run the ball on him and DJ Reader? I can't name anyone. I think we finally have a quarterback when we're like, damn, the Bengals are really going to have a chance to beat anyone. Going into Baltimore next week, I think we have a good chance. Really good chance. Really good chance. And me personally, I did not know what to expect going into that Jacksonville game because the Bengals defense is a little iffy. And then but him and T. Higgins, I mean, Burrow and T. Higgins are really on a good page in which – it makes I can't wait for the future holds. That's the next Dalton and AJ, if better, duo in the NFL. Can't wait for that. And yes, I'm happy this morning because the Bengals actually won a game, not a tie. We didn't blow the lead. We held on to the lead and we won. Great night yesterday for me as a Bengals fan. But how about those Cowboys? I mean, good God. Talking about bad defense. You let Cleveland, without Nick Chubb, Cleveland. Odell Beckham looked like the Beckham before the ankle injury. 49 points, almost 50 points. I mean, oh, man. Cleveland, the Cowboys do not look good. They're 1-3. Easy could be 0-4 right now. It's not the offense, sadly to say. That defense is terrible. Prescott threw 502 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 pick, outplayed Mayfield, but who cares about that? Odell Beckham, 5 receptions, 81 yards, 2 touchdowns. He had a rush, that crazy running touchdown at the end of that game. That put the game on ice. I mean, 1 play to the house. Now looking up, you're down 11. Mari Cooper balled out. Ezekiel Elliott had another bad game for Ezekiel Elliott. Prescott balled out again. I mean, you couldn't ask Prescott. I know I criticize Prescott a lot. to play any better in this game. I mean, I'm not a Cowboys fan or a Palace fan, but the Cowboys look like shit. And you kind of ask, you know, the question, will Dak be in Dallas? I don't think he will. It's not that they don't want him there. I don't think he wants to be there anymore. I don't think he believes into that system that, hell, maybe this system isn't putting me in the right position to succeed with that defense. And it ain't Kellen Moore this year. It's the defense. They look terrible. I mean, they didn't address any position. They could have easily took a position of need. Instead, they took CeeDee Lamb at wide receiver. Didn't need him, but they did what they, I don't know. You know, that's why you question Jerry Jones drafting every year, because what sense did that make to take CeeDee Lamb instead of taking a solid defensive player that's going to help, like Xavier McKinney at safety? He ended up in the division rival Giants. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. It's showing that they didn't fulfill any needs in the offseason, clearly. Seahawks in a dogfight with the Dolphins, 31-23. But let's talk about Justin Herbert and how this guy, to me, is going to be the starter for the rest of the season. Tyrell got his lung punctured. Haven't played yet, but I feel like they found their guy. I criticize Herbert a lot. He made some bonehead throws still in this game. But I criticize Justin Herbert a lot coming into the season, right? And I said, oh, no, it's no goddamn way Justin Herbert is going to be a solid quarterback in the NFL. Maybe he still isn't, but he showed me a lot. Justin Herbert showed some poise, some integrity. He showed that he could come into a game and he's going to put his team in a chance to win. They was winning most of this game. Tampa Bay got the goal at Tom Brady, 5 touchdowns, 1 interception. He came in and showed the young guy, hold your horses. I'm the GOAT for a reason. And they came in and they did what they had to do. 38-31, San Diego. Well, my fault. Los Angeles loses. Tennessee, Pittsburgh game postponed. Kansas City and New England game tonight. It was supposed to be yesterday at 4:25. It's going to be tonight, 7:05 on CBS. I'm giving you my predictions after to go over the rest of these games. Buffalo, Josh Allen, still balling. The Cardinals without Hopkins looked terrible against the Panthers, 31-21. 31-23, Minnesota, the 0-4 Texans. And people was calling me nuts, saying the Texans was going to be pretty bad this year. Newsflash, it's the Colts in Tennessee's division this year, excuse me. Tennessee and Indianapolis are the teams to beat in that division this year. Jacksonville sucks. Texans and Jacksonville are going to be picking in the top 15 this year. Probably both teams picking in the top 10 in the draft. Bill O'Brien's going to be out. It's no need for him to be the coach no more. He's not working. Rams in a dogfight with the Giants, 17-9. Colts winning a slugfest against the Bears, 19-11. The big cap of the night, the Eagles beat the 49ers. And finally, Wentz was airing it out. He didn't have a crazy good game. 18 for 28, 193, a touchdown, failed to throw for 200 yards, but he got the job done. They was blowing the 49ers out, but this is a 49ers team. Kittle played exceptional, but the 49ers are basically, they putting out a JV football team out there. Eagles win, and here's my take on Wentz last night. Wentz looked iffy. I don't think it's him playing like a bum. I think it's that personnel is just not working with him anymore. I think Doug Peterson and Wentz isn't going anywhere no time soon. Newsflash. I'm sorry to tell you, Eagles fans. He's our quarterback for a long time. Doug Peterson's your head coach for a long time. Howie Roseman is your general manager for a long time. And depending on how the Nick Foles situation go in Chicago, people are going to question, did we pick the wrong quarterback? Me personally, I don't think you did. Nick Foles is just a backup quarterback. Anywhere he goes, he starts, he sucks. He's never been a starting quarterback and did well in the NFL. He tried it with the Rams, didn't work. He tried it with Jacksonville, didn't work. Minshew, for God's sake, is starting over him. The Bears didn't work last night. Sorry, Wentz is the better guy to me. I think the Eagles made the right decision, but Wentz needs help. They put Andre Dillard on IR. Peters is on IR now. So he's playing with a college-level offensive line, if that a high school-level offensive line. He needs help, but they dogfight with the 49ers to get their first win of the year. And newsflash, ladies and gentlemen, the Eagles have a better record than the Dallas Cowboys, Washington football team, and the New York Giants. They're first place. Just like that. That division is so bad. I think that's the worst division in football, if you ask me. Kansas City, New England tonight. No Cam Newton. He had coronavirus. He's on the IR/COVID-19 list. They're going with Brian Hoyer. It's going to be not good for New England. Kansas City wins by 21. You see what they did to the MVP in Baltimore? It's not going to be close. Kansas City's going to blow New England out. May give them a little hope because they got Bill Belichick, one of the greatest coaches of all time in New England as their head coach. I don't know. It's not going to be fun to watch that game tonight for Kansas City and New England. New England's going to get absolutely mauled. They're going to get blown out. It's not going to be close. New England has a helicopter to fly over the building, but Kansas City going to win a big game tonight. To go 4-0, they're the team to be reckoned with in the NFL to me. Packers, was it the Packers and the Falcons, was it, coming up? Yeah, Packers and Falcons as well tonight. And Green Bay is going to obliterate the Falcons. I wouldn't say obliterate because the Falcons show they could put up points. But I think the Falcons are going to lose this game. Right now, Green Bay's favored by 6. I think that's in the range. I think Green Bay wins by 10, though. Green Bay's the best team in the NFC, if you ask me. They have a chance to go to the Super Bowl this year, depending on the play of the defense. But Aaron Rodgers and them guys, they're good. Aaron Rodgers showed that. Why did you take a quarterback? Yeah, people say, why did you take a quarterback? It makes sense for the future, but not for now. Aaron Rodgers and the Falcons, take care of the Falcons, all right? Whoa, that was quick. NFL's out the window. 2 games tonight. Don't forget to watch. But we're going to switch over now to college. And wow. I mean, good God. Texas, Oklahoma look bad. I mean, Oklahoma loses again to an unranked team. Kansas State, they go to Ames. Iowa State take care of them. We're going to give you more. I'm going to give you big analysis on college football when we take a quick break. We're going to be right back. EM Sports Talk, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back. Welcome back. Took a quick break. But to finish college football off, okay, Texas shit the bed, Oklahoma shit the bed, Lincoln Riley system, in my opinion, has been exposed. They look terrible against bad teams, pretty much. Kansas State playing with DBs as their wide receivers are DBs. Maybe you should get a running back. Maybe you should get a defense, Lincoln Riley. You're recruiting all these stars on the offensive side of the ball. Get some studs on the defensive side of the ball. Maybe you can win against Alabama and all this. Spencer Rattler have to clean it up with the interceptions as well. He have to clean his play up. He's not living up to the hype yet. You know, they beat Missouri State, and they lost ever since. They haven't won a game since they beat Missouri State. So, yeah. Texas is Texas. Sam Ehlinger is Sam Ehlinger. No one expected Texas to be good this year. It just is a weird year for college sports. That's why they're ranked number 9. They ain't going to be ranked number 9 no more. Oklahoma's not going to be in the rankings top 25. For the first time under Lincoln Riley, they're not going to be in the top 25 rankings. They lost 2 unranked teams 2 weeks in a row. Alabama looks dominant still. John Michie the 3rd. You got 3 guys to worry about at receiver. John Michie the 3rd. Henry Ruggs. I mean, oh, man. Devontae Smith. I said Henry Ruggs. Henry Ruggs is the Raiders. So speaking of that, he's shit in the bed. He can't stay healthy. And Jalen Waddle. And Jalen Waddle and John Michie played exceptional football. Texas A&M, like, holy shit. We got to worry about him and Najee Harris. And who's this John Michie, the 3rd guy? Had 7 catches coming into that game. I think he had 4 for 118 or something like that. 2 touchdowns. Took the top ball with a 70-yard bomb. Excellent throw from Mac Jones. Mac Jones, like I said on Twitter, Mac Jones is the Joe Burrow of this year's season. Hear me out. Burrow, had 60 touchdowns last year. Mac Jones is not going to get 60 touchdowns. It's possible, but I doubt it. You're in eight-game season against SEC. He's not playing any bums, so it's not going to be easy to do that. But I feel like he's going to be that one guy who raises his draft stock at quarterback. It happens every year. We've seen it with Jordan Love. We've seen it with Joe Burrow last year. He's going to raise his draft stock from fifth, sixth, seventh-round quarterback to late first-round day two guy because his ability to get the ball downfield, he brings that swagger to the field. He doesn't talk trash. I never heard – you don't even hear about Mac Jones in the media. Everybody talking about Kyle Trask of Florida and the SEC, John Rhys Plumlee of Ole Miss, Matt Corral, Kellen Mond. Where is Mac Jones going to get some credit? He played his ass off last year when Tua got hurt and put Bama in situations to win. Yeah, they lost to Auburn. They lost to LSU. But he played his ass off. That defense last year wasn't great at all. The worst defense I've seen in Alabama history since Nick Saban been there. Pretty much the headline of the weekend is don't sleep on Alabama. Yes, we know Clemson is good, but Clemson's going to be tested next week against a really good Miami team this year. Miami is a force in the ACC this year, and it's going to be really interesting to see who wins that game between Clemson and Miami next week. Clemson, De'Aaron Kane has transformed that. I got a little talk about Bama, but De'Aaron Kane has transformed that whole entire offense at quarterback at Miami. Finally, Miami found a guy who can play quarterback for them. They don't got Nicolsi Perry in there and the experiment of Tate Martell. So I think it's really interesting. That was really interesting because I really think Derek King could have came when he was at Houston last year as a day two quarterback. Now he one of those guys. Don't be shocked if he go day one. Really good player, but I don't know. Is he going to be one of the guys that are going to make him play receiver or running back in the NFL? I think he's a good quarterback. Get into the MLB a little bit now. Switching over to baseball. Two big games today. The NLDS. We're going to get to NBA last. But the NLDS is tonight. Well, right now, actually, I'm recording this episode a little late. I had to do some homework this morning. Went to the gym. But the NLDS is tonight. And if anybody know the NLDS, it gets crazy in baseball. ¿Qué pasa? You got Yankees, Rays tonight, and the AL East. They played, them two guys slugged it out this season. But Garrett Cole's on the mound against Blake Snell, and both of them are really good pitchers. But I think Garrett Cole's the lights-out man, 94 strikeouts through 60 games this year. He only had 12 starts. But I think Garrett Cole is going to win the Cy Young. This guy, Garrett Cole, is absolutely filthy. I think the Yankees win game one. They got Luke Voit, AL home run leader, Stanton, Judge, DJ LeMahieu, who won the batting title for the Yankees. The Yankees are absolutely stacked. And I think they can do it. And I can tell you why the Yankees are going to win, because Garrett Cole is going to pitch a hell of a game. The Rays are nice. They're good. It's going to be a great series, but I think they win it. And in the other game of tonight, the Astros and Athletics, people told me I was snutched. I thought they said, hey, after the cheating scandal, the Astros are finished. No. I said it. I said the Astros will be back. They have an absolutely loaded roster. I think Altuve and Josh Reddick, they got Bregman. This team is still good. They don't really have the deep pitching staff like they did when they went to the World Series last year. But this is a good team. Good team. And I told people don't be shocked that the Astros will be back. And before we go, before we get to after the NBA, we're going to go over, we did a little segment, ask the fans or ask the people listening to the show on Instagram. Jets or Bengals, if you was a general manager, who would you rather take over and why? We're going to give you those responses. But first, the Yankees are favored tonight. The Athletics are favorite. I'm picking the Athletics. I'm picking the Yankees tonight in MLB, ALDS. ALDS actually just got on the way, literally right now. Astros and Athletics, but that's what I'm going with tonight. And what a star performance for Jimmy Butler last night, huh? 40 points, triple-double. The Lakers was favored by 7 points. They lost 115-104. LeBron walked off the court before the final buzzer. Stephen A. Smith is a little upset about that. I mean, hey, LeBron, it's not that serious. They lost. Okay, he wants to move on to the next game. Because LeBron knows deep inside, he probably just let a great coach in Eric Spoelstra, who knows how to coach, he probably just let these guys back in the series. They had them down and out. I mean, the Lakers had these guys where it looked like it was going to be bad. First two games, they blew them out. And here comes Jimmy Butler. He said it. We're only down 2-0. It's not over. 40 points, 11 rebounds, 13 assists. Played 45 minutes. Olynyk played 31 off the bench. He played exceptional. 17 points, 3 for 5 from the 3 with 7 rebounds. And they hold up now. Okay? People slept on the Heat. Said it was down and out. But the Heat are going back in this series. I think they can win game 4. I think they can tie it up. Yeah. I think they can. If Bam plays, good night, Lakers. I think you just let these guys back in the series. Jimmy Butler looks the hungriest I've ever seen him. He's so close, man, and I feel bad for him because everybody thought he was the problem in Philly, Minnesota, Chicago. It's not him. He wants to win. And if you don't want to win, I don't think Jimmy Butler wants you as his teammate. Game 4 tomorrow night. Lakers are favored by 7.5 points. I'm going with the Heat. I think I'm going against the spread. I'm going with the Heat. Give me the Heat tomorrow night. Jimmy Butler got to go crazy. Tyler Hero got to pick it up. I think the Heat win in a close game against the Lakers. Game 4 tied up at 2. All right. Last segment of the day. Bengals or Jets. I watched the Thursday night football game, and I was like, man, Sam Darnold isn't the problem in New York. It clearly is. Adam Gase, who's, I don't know goddamn how he got a job as a head coach still. But we're going to go over it. Really interesting. Interesting responses. People were basically telling me, I don't know. But we had a couple guys voted for the Bengals. And that's what we got. 6 guys voted for the Bengals, 2 for the Jets. And I got a couple responses. One of my good friends on Instagram said, I said Bengals or Jets. He said the Bengals because Burrow and T. Higgins' connection is going to be really dangerous. If I was a GM, I'd love to take over the Bengals. Makes sense. Someone else said the Bengals because nobody wants the damn Jets because the organization is dysfunctional. They don't want the coaches making calls in the draft or a free agency. The Jets are a dysfunctional franchise. Sam Darnold is the only legitimate hope, someone said. Don't blame him. If I was personally, I'm not being biased, I'd rather have the Bengals. I think they have a brighter future than the Jets. The Jets don't know what the hell direction they want to move in. Do they want to build with Darnold? Do they want to wait till Trevor Lawrence come out? I don't know. Sam Darnold, to me, is a hell of a talent. You get him some better coaching. Don't even need a new team. Get him some better coaching. This guy is going to be a top 10 quarterback in the NFL. See, Josh Allen took off. Sam Darnold could be right there with him. Someone else said, this one was kind of interesting. Joe offensive line. Someone said Joe Barrow's offensive line and receiving core made him great at LSU. It's not the same in Cincinnati. I'm going with the Jets. Come on. Like, of course I know that. But if you was a GM, would you rather build around Joe Barrow or Sam Darnold? I think I'd rather take Joe Burrow, Jonah Williams, Joe Mixon over Frank Gore, Le'Veon Bell, who's overpaid a lot. He's not the same. Sam Darnold and Mekhi Becton. Man, and you can't even name any receivers on the Jets besides who? Jameson Crowder can't stay healthy. I'll pass on the Jets. The Jets are just a dysfunctional. Oh, Adam Gase is your head coach as well. Good luck with that one. I'm going with the Bengals. I think if you voted for the Jets, you're just stupid. You don't know anything about football. If you want to rebuild the Jets, one guy said the heroin market in Cincinnati is better, so I'm going whatever the money is. Who the hell knows what the fuck he's talking about? I don't know. But great. We're going to have another poll up. That was 3 days ago, but we're going to have another poll up. But 75% of the people voted Cincinnati over the Jets. I know why, because they have a brighter future in Cincinnati. Interesting little thing there. But next week, we're going to say... next episode, though, we are going to go over the future. We're going to go over all the first-round quarterbacks and where will they be next season. So it's interesting. From 2015 to now, of course, now, last year, guys, is going to be, you get what I'm saying, but interesting to see what we do. Interesting to see what the Bengals do next week against the Baltimore Ravens. Hope everyone stays safe, stay healthy. See you guys next episode. EM Sports Talk out.